And I just said that the anointing sanctions you to do God's perfect will for you. But watch this. God anointed me to be an apostle, to do what I'm doing ministry-wise. He didn't anoint me to be an electrical engineer. I would have to go back to school and learn that, or find somebody that is an electrical engineer and learn it from them. Yeah, but the Holy Spirit can guide you in all truth. He can. But He won't if I can go to college. If I really wanted to be an electrical engineer, He'd guide me to go to college. Now, I just said He can, but He won't. Why? If I was in a dire straight situation, He could download the knowledge for me to be an electrical engineer in one moment. But if you really want to do something, it takes time and hours of learning. It takes effort to attain that kind of information. And if you really, and if you want to learn it and you can go to college and learn it, then that's the road you go. If the Lord needs you to know something, He can download information and cause you to understand it. But that's not normal. God does things like that. When He anoints you, that's precisely what He did. He gives you knowledge. Whenever you're operating under the anointing, and you're speaking and you're yielding to Him, you say some of the most profound things, and you had no knowledge that you were going to say it. And sometimes the word of the Lord will come to me saying something, or He'll give me a teaching that I didn't ask for. But there's joy. I know it's good. I love it when He does it. I welcome Him to do it. I just want to make sure that I fit the sanction. So I yield myself to the Lord. I already know that because I'm anointed to do something, I can make a difference in Him. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Sometimes when I'm working on cars, and I've been trained to work on cars, and the factories do things that I've never seen before. And they come out with things before I'm trained about it. And I have to always learn. And sometimes I'm in a position I have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, how did I deal with this problem? And He'll give me wisdom. And now they got Google and YouTube. You can YouTube a video and learn from others. If you can do that, the Holy Spirit He'll guide you to Google it sometime. Because one of His people have already put it out there. He doesn't waste good, folks. And He doesn't belittle people like Lucifer tried to do. He was just going to exalt Himself over a kingdom and just take it for His own, even the whole universe. And He wasn't qualified to do that. And He wasn't sanctioned to do that. His name was Lucifer. He was a light bearer. He was supposed to be an example of God's love, an extension of God's love. And it would have helped the world, the whole universe, not just the world. It would have helped what was about to fall to sustain itself and stay in the love of God. See, love is light. When He went against the things of God to do a dead man's dream, He betrayed His anointing. He betrayed His purpose. He betrayed everybody. And He betrayed God. And He betrayed life, the life of God. And He became the father of lies, the first liar. The first one to cause people to lie and use deceit. And he caused a third of the angels of God to fall, and most of mankind. But God loves us. He didn't give up on us. And he worked for us. He wrought for us. He not only saved us and healed us, he became our high priest to plead our case and represent us so that God wouldn't give up on us. So that God would wait and judge the earth at the last day. So that God would rescue his foolish ones out of darkness, the sheep of his people. Sheep are humble and they're loving, but they're one of the most foolish animals. A sweet animal. One, you know, they're clean, but foolish. I don't know much about sheep, but I heard they do some dumb stuff because they don't know any better. We have to come to the point where we stop being like sheep, be like children in innocence and love and kindness, but wise as a serpent. Serpents don't just jump out there. They try to stay hidden so you don't smash their head. And you have to have wisdom in your outlook. You have to consider the wisdom of God, the love of God, the counsel of God in all that you do. And stay in the love of God. See, that's where you're strong. Last broadcast we talked about how you don't have to be needy. You don't have to depend on other people to make you whole. That's what Christ came to do. Look at him. And the blessings of your spouse, your wife, if you're a man, and your husband, if you're a woman, and your children, and your parents, and your friends. Don't depend on them. Don't require anything of them. Love them and serve them. And when they're a blessing to you, enjoy it. When they help you, enjoy it. When your parents surprise you with gifts, enjoy it. When your children are a blessing to you, enjoy. When your wife loves you back and respond to you in love and talk to you and build you up when you're down, enjoy it. But learn not to depend on anybody for anything, anywhere. If you're a pastor and you have a great congregation that always tithes and always prays and always do the warfare necessary, don't depend on them. Enjoy them. Thank God for them. Always live depending on the Lord. When you want something, ask the Lord. Don't ask his people. If God guides you to talk to people about a specific thing, do it. They're anointed. Receive it. When other anointed people are operating, enjoy them. Receive the word. Be blessed by it. Be receptive. Never get in pride against people. Pride is opposition against God. But stay in the love of God, the might of God, the wisdom of God, the word of God. Seek to be a blessing to everybody you know. And require nothing. Now, this kind of advice goes to people that love people. The only people that really love people can do this. And will do this. People who stay in the love of God. But as you go forward, my friend, you're going to know that God is good and his mercy endures forever. And his return is very soon and without warning. I love it. His return is very soon and sudden. And he has done a very good job with his people, and he loves us very much. He's coming back, and he's going to bless us all. with his marvelous return. As we go forward in him, as we do the things of God, as we operate in his love and find out that he's mighty, we learn things about him for ourselves. We learn things that the world has tried to hide. We learn things that men of God that have drifted into pride have tried to hide. And we learn things that's beyond our generation sometimes. And then the Lord will give us who to share it with and when. There are some things the Lord give me, I feel like it's very amazing, and I put it on the shelf. And I wait and I watch. And when I'm around people that will appreciate it and that love the truth of God's word, when the unction of the Holy Spirit is on me to share it, I share it. When you're seeking the Lord and you're learning things, you're going to find out pretty soon many people are not receptive. Not that they wouldn't be. Some people are, some are not. But when you're around receptive people, it's so wonderful to share and talk about the wonderful works of God. Not to make proud points. Not because of pride. But because of honor. You love God. And you want to be a blessing to people. And you're sharing the word with people. And iron sharpens iron. I love it when that happens. I love to share things with the people of God who can appreciate it. And it's very sad to see people argue against things that come from the heart of God. That happens also. People can get off on a tangent, or if they get, most of the time, if people get in pride, that's the kind of things that will happen. But God loves us. And he's there for us. He created us in his image to be a tremendous blessing. That's what it's all about. He thinks of everything. A strong church and a strong move of God, they don't just preach the word. You have to have intercessors, people praying. Henry Grover is a very wise man in my opinion, and in God's opinion. He would go to churches, and he'd ask everybody that, he said, anybody ever wake up in the middle of the night and then have the people to raise their hand? He said, when you do, just pray for me until you go back to sleep. And that secured his life. Because when you have people praying for you, you can overcome your enemy. He did some dangerous things. Ministry is dangerous, whether people realize it or not. I just said a strong ministry is not just preaching the word. You also have to have intercessors, and warriors. People who take authority over the demonic works of the world. I know I say many of the same thing. It's just amazing to me and refreshing every time I say the Lord thinks of everything. When you put all your trust in him, you just put yourself in a position to be greatly blessed and to be a blessing to others. You put yourself in a position to be healed and blessed and to be help other people do the same thing, because we bear fruit after our kind. And remember, as we obey the Lord, spiritual wealth is always mounting up on our lives. Now I'm out of time. The Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.